From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. This is Election Day across the U.S., and political observers are keeping a close watch on two states, Virginia and New Jersey. That's where voters are choosing their governor. In Virginia, Republican Bob McDonnell is hoping to return the governor's mansion to Republican control in his race with Democrat Cree Deeds. In New Jersey, Democratic Governor John Corzine is being challenged by Republican Chris Christie and Independent Chris Daggett. In New York, the 23rd congressional district seat is up for grabs. Same-sex unions are on the ballot in Maine and Washington. Votes for mayor are taking place in a handful of large cities, including Houston, Atlanta, Detroit, and Boston. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton heads to Cairo today, where she'll be meeting with Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak. They'll be discussing stalled Middle East peace negotiations. NPR's Jackie Northam is traveling with the secretary. She reports from Marrakesh.
Clinton is extending her overseas travel by one day to head to Cairo. She was due to go home today. Instead, she will make the detour to meet with Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, a key player in the effort to broker Middle East peace negotiations. Clinton has spent the last 2 days here in Marrakesh meeting with Arab foreign ministers, trying to tamp down anger and accusations that she had been too soft on Israel and that the Obama administration had not retreated from its position of calling for a full freeze on the construction of Jewish settlements in the West Bank. Clinton said she had very open discussions with her Arab counterparts and discussed at length what Israel was offering. Her handlers said they were very conscious of the reaction to Clinton's appearance during her swing last weekend through Israel. They called her meetings with the Arab foreign ministers public diplomacy. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Marrakesh.
Earlier today in Marrakesh, Clinton said the U.S. will deliver on President Obama's promise to launch a new start with Muslims around the world. President Obama has called Afghan President Hamid Karzai to congratulate him on winning a second term. A runoff vote was canceled after Karzai's main opponent withdrew from the race. Earlier today, Karzai said he would welcome his opponents into government and vowed to root out corruption. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
The Obama administration has been looking for a credible partner in Afghanistan, and despite the election process that was marred by fraud, President Obama said he's ready to work with his Afghan counterpart, Hamid Karzai.
Although the process was messy, I'm pleased to say that the final outcome was determined in accordance with Afghan law.
President Obama says he told Karzai that it's time for a new chapter in relations and urged the Afghan leader to work on reforms and crack down on corruption. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News from Washington. The latest sales figures from the nation's automakers are due out today. Analysts say General Motors is expected to report its first increase in sales since early 2008. Yesterday, Ford Motor Company reported a quarterly profit of nearly $1 billion and raised its earnings forecast for 2011. A report out today says the federal government is unlikely to recover the money it pumped into Chrysler and GM. NPR's Tamara Keith has details of the report from the Government Accountability Office.
The United States now owns a significant stake in both Chrysler and GM, thanks to an $81 billion investment in the U.S. auto industry. In order to get a full return on the taxpayers' investment, the GAO report says Chrysler and GM would need to be worth more than they ever were before their bankruptcies. And the GAO says that is unlikely. Chris Preuss is the vice president of communications for GM. He says the company is on a mission to pay back the American taxpayers.
We're feeling more encouraged now than we have in a long time that not only will we pay the public back, but we're going to do it hopefully sooner than many expect.
The GAO report didn't estimate how much might eventually be returned to taxpayers. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
The largest hospital in Rhode Island has been ordered to install video cameras in its operating rooms and fined $150,000. State health officials say the move was prompted by Rhode Island Hospital's fifth wrong-site surgery since 2007. The facility is the teaching hospital for Brown University's Alpert Medical School. The latest incident involved surgery on a patient's fingers. I'm Dave Mattingly in Washington.